From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is still out, allegedly writing a book. I'm Bob Garfield. In Haiti, more than a week after the earthquake, the story is increasingly about the health of the survivors. Medical personnel from around the world have converged there in large numbers, beginning with the medical correspondents of TV news. Here's CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Just hours ago, our own Dr. Jennifer Ashton landed in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. She hit the ground running, immediately assisting in an amputation at the UN hospital compound. She's joining us live.
Our chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, went to Haiti to treat patients. She spent the day with them again today.
Our doctor, Richard Besser, is in Port-au-Prince, where he was needed on Sunday. And, Rich, you helped a woman in labor, didn't you?
When the events are too catastrophic and the humanitarian effort to intervene so colossal, the sheer scale can render the story literally incomprehensible. That's where TV news comes in, focusing its lens on individual dramas that stand for the overwhelming whole.
So she's moving both of her arms. That's a good sign. She's moving both of her legs.
She has a pretty significant laceration here. And what I need to make sure... she doesn't have a skull fracture underneath. The good news is I don't think she does. So that's good.
That's CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta attending to an injured little girl. It is a very compelling story, hopeful and ominous, alarming and soothing, joyful and terribly sad. To watch this cable news star in the moment, not as reporter but as healer, is simply irresistible.
In situations like these kind of disasters, it's what television does very well.
Neil Shapiro, president of WNET Public Television in New York, was longtime executive producer of Dateline NBC and later president of the network.
The combination of great words and great pictures together is something that is so visceral that I think it really does let the audience understand and feel what's happening. And there's nothing, frankly, wrong with having a story which is really important and also has drama built into it. Because that does get people more interested. It's easier to tell those stories.
Hence the parade of camera crews following TV doctors doctoring. Dramatic, heartwarming, and inspiring it is, also rife with ethical conflicts, both medical and journalistic.
I think back to my first job in television news 35 years ago, and the crusty old veteran reporters I worked with and learned from drilled into me that, kid, you are not the story.
Professor Gary Schweitzer teaches journalism ethics at the University of Minnesota, where he also monitors press coverage of medical issues as publisher of Health News Review.
Either be the physician and leave the microphone and camera behind, or be the reporter and do not report on oneself giving care.
One reason for reporters not injecting themselves in the story is that the gimmick often obscures and trivializes the actual news, but it also immediately obliterates journalistic distance and any measure of objectivity. Bob Steele, a journalism ethicist at DePaul University, points to Gupta, who in Haiti encountered a field hospital after the Belgian medical staff was pulled out after dark for security reasons.
What is so striking to me as a physician, Anderson, and I'm reporting the story for some time now, is that patients who just had surgery, patients who are critically ill, are essentially being left here, nobody to care for them.
Gupta said, I'm the only physician here. It's a very difficult situation. He stayed overnight and cared for the patients.
There's been concerns about a mob mentality. There's been concerns about looting. I haven't seen any of these things with my own eyes, but apparently it was enough to have the UN essentially evacuate these doctors. And so many.
And in fact, his original account that the UN was responsible for pulling out those Belgian medical personnel, I believe, turned out to be incorrect. To have him reporting on that situation at the same time he was a key player in it is unwise from a journalistic independence standpoint.
But, once again, great TV. And once Gupta performed surgeries on camera while embedded with an army unit in Iraq, it was hardly the kind of TV the other networks were going to cede to CNN. While Neil Shapiro says he knows of no TV news bosses pushing medical correspondents to look for on-camera hero opportunities, a top CBS News exec told The Washington Post this week, quote, "We're guilty of the appalling sin of competing." Well, no wonder, as Dr. Bob Arnott, former chief medical correspondent for NBC News, well understands.
It's amazing theater. It's really the most incredible theater that there is in television today to have, you know, your correspondent doctor out there treating somebody in the field.
Yet when Arnott intervened medically and bureaucratically in Iraq, in Rwanda, in Aceh, Indonesia, he did so almost entirely with the cameras switched off.
Look, the real risk is here that your producer calls up and says, hey, we just saw the other network's doctor deliver a baby. Could you do an amputation? There's a real risk that doctors can be pushed into things they shouldn't be doing because of the pressure of the suits or the producers to just get better ratings.
Things they shouldn't do, he says, such as treating somebody in the street who can just as easily and more safely be attended to at a clinic or hospital, and such as exploiting the pain of an earthquake victim, not to mention the emotions of the audience, for 3 minutes of drama, genuine or otherwise.
Absolutely. I mean, look, if this happened on the streets in New York, do you think you could do that with the current HIPAA regulations? So sure, you're potentially exploiting the patient, and you are becoming more of a showman than you are a medical doctor out there.
Or maybe the prime canon of medicine just needs an update. Do no harm, but first, roll the tape.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.